You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. The federal government is cracking down on alleged fraud in the Paycheck Protection Program, those loans for businesses that were supposed to help them stay open during the pandemic, but were distributed unevenly at best. The Justice Department recently filed nearly 60 charges involving attempts to bilk over $175 million out of the program. Meanwhile, legitimate borrowers are working to get their loans forgiven. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Justice Department lawyers say the defendants spent PPP money on home renovations, trips to Vegas, even a Lamborghini. Randy George is the co-owner of Red Hen Baking Company and Cafe in Vermont. He says it's discouraging to hear stories like that, but it isn't surprising.
I think that the way that it was carried out allowed for a lot of abuse.
The program rolled out quickly. George says that helped businesses like his. He took out a PPP loan back in April because he needed the money fast.
It was like, we take this money or we face potential closure. I don't know what we would have done.
When designing relief programs, governments face difficult choices, says Catherine Judge, a professor at Columbia Law School. If a program has a rigorous application process, a business might make one mistake and not qualify for aid. Judge says the government decided to make PPP relatively easy.
And as a result, we might have a little bit of fraud, but the more important aim is to get a lot of money into the hands of a lot of small businesses in a very short window of time. And they really succeeded in that regard.
Now, the government's dilemma is whether to make it easy to get a PPP loan forgiven. One idea, automatically forgiving loans under a certain amount, say $150,000. Robert James II at Carver State Bank in Georgia says that would help the bank avoid having to collect on risky loans.
If the government makes it onerous and difficult for customers to get the loans forgiven, then we're going to really have a very unstable, potentially harmful asset on our books.
James says right now, the forgiveness process is rigorous. Borrowers have to come up with documents proving they spent the money on payroll, rent, and other approved expenses. But James says he knows his customers.
We're very confident our customers did what they said they were going to do with the money, and so we just don't want to have to burden them further.
James says he's advised his customers to hold off on applying for forgiveness until Congress weighs in. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.